Greetings, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us for today's daily dose of God's Word. Please let us begin in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the many blessings you provide us daily. Thank you for the freedom to worship you in this country. Please, Father, forgive us of our sins. Please help us. Give us the words and the courage to speak boldly to others about Jesus and his many blessings in our life. Please allow the words in which I have prepared be pleasing in your sight. We ask that your words find ears that seek knowledge, peace, rest, and salvation. We ask your healing hand upon all those in our community that are sick and suffering. We ask that you would hear our prayers for those on our hearts, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We are just a few weeks from Easter, the highlight of the Christian calendar, you might say, the time in which we celebrate the greatest gift ever given. So today's scripture comes from Matthew 21 verses 1 through 16, starting at verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus, "have you never read, from the lips of children and infants you, Lord, have called forth your praise? Praise be the reading and hearing of God's holy word." Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, this account is given in all four Gospels. Jesus was entering Jerusalem for the Passover festival, the most cherished event in the Jewish calendar. Jewish people would travel days and days, miles and miles, to be present in Jerusalem for Passover. It is estimated that there was as many as 2 million people present for this ritual, More than 250,000 lambs would be sacrificed and many more doves. Every Jew around the world to this day dreams of being in Jerusalem, one time for Passover. On this glorious day Jesus knows clearly what lie ahead for him, but he went anyway. He knew the terrible suffering that awaited, but he went anyway. All these things he was doing, were fulfilling the prophecy written hundreds of years prior. The crowds that welcomed him with joy and shouting Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna is defined as, save us, or Savior, or rescue us, for this crowd had hopes of a military-type overthrow of Rome and re-establishing Israel. Jesus knew the same people that rushed to cover the road with cloaks and palm branches, shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. These same people would be shouting, crucify, crucify him a few days later, but he went anyway. When he arrived in Jerusalem, Jesus went into his Father's temple, and seeing the condition of God's house, it must have made Jesus very angry, and so he ran all of the people selling animals for sacrifice, and those exchanging currency for outrageous profit, out of the temple. Jesus' cleansing of the temple should remind us of our own house, and our own heart, for it is written in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. When the Apostle Paul wrote the words, your body is a temple to the church in Corinth, he was saying this, you no longer have to go to a building, an ornate, gilded temple built with your blood, toil and sacrifice, in order to meet with your God. No, now you are the temple. You are a place in which your God will dwell. All that we do and say should be a reflection of Jesus. I challenge you to reflect on the cleanliness of your temple and your heart this week. How can you better show the light of Christ in your everyday personal ministry? Thank you for allowing me to share, and as always, reach out to others in love, and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.